Perek Vabishna Beis Eisim Bet Batolish B'Surya Avolay B'Muchabar. In Surya, you can do Tolish. What's Surya?
So here's Surya.
Surya. Here's Surya.
Surya.
No, is it Surya? No, it's not. Surya is not Surya. No, it's not. Surya is over here. It's Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Lebanon. Eisim Batolish B'Surya Avolay B'Muchabar. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Period. Doshin. Now we're dealing with the wrath. Surya. Aram Naharaim. Aram Naharaim. Aram Tsoiva. Shev Kavash David. David Melchi conquered these two lands. Ve'ena carries Israel Lucholder Mnesh Shekavash Kodim Shinichbash Eretz Yisrael Kula. Does not have the status of Eretz Yisrael. He has a whole new word here. Shekavash Kodim Shekavash Eretz Yisrael Kula. That's very fascinating. I always thought Mshan Surya was because it was Kibash Yochid. David HaMelech was a Yochid. He conquered Namidin Klal Yisrael. He conquered him the Yochid. But he's saying that Stam Shalit is over here another time. Shekavsha Koidim Shekavash Eretz Yisrael. So Mordechai Yisoid. It came too early. Akol Osei Yofa V'Itoi.
This would be in the right time.
So since it was conquered before Eretz Yisrael, so it was out of order, Memela, it does not have Kedusha. Uvigtzas dinim asur ke eretz Yisrael. Uvigtzasan ke chutzalot. Some din has sasur. Some din does not. So what is the word? Then oisin betolush. Afilu eitzel hachashudim. You allowed to do betolush. Even eitzel hachash. Even near the people that are chosh that are suspect. Vilu be eretz Yisrael tenan lo sabu lo sach lo titchoin imo. What does that mean? Afilu eitzel hachashudim, you're allowed to oisin. Ve'ilu be'eretz Yisrael tenan loy savur. V'loy titchoin imo, you're not allowed to, we had it before. Titchoin, you're allowed to, savur means to sift. And you're not allowed to grind imo with the person who is na'am aretz. Or the person that's choshut. So when it comes to eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to even take the tolish. If you have produce of shvius, you're not allowed to work with it with an amoritz or with a person that's choshud on the rules of shvius. But in Surya, you are allowed to work with tolush. You're allowed to take produce and you're allowed to work tolush detached. Avoloi b'mechubar, avoloi b'mechubar. For example, masika ketzira b'tzira, harvesting. What's masika? What's masika?
Uh-huh.
I think it's olives, right? Olives. Ketzira is grain, betzira is grapes. Olives, grapes, and wine. You're not allowed to harvest the land. Vedavka b'shamur. Only things that are guarded. Avol b'mufkar afilu b'aretz mutar. It's another condition. Only something which is in violation. There's a fence, and there's a lock and key to enter the field. Then you're not allowed to work. But the mufkar, if you have a field in Surya that has total hefka, then you're allowed even to work with an amar, to fill the aretz mutar. The tanya we learn in Torah's kohanim, min hashamur iyata boitzer. You're not allowed to harvest grapes from produce that is guarded. Avalatam boitzer min hamufkar. But if the grapes are hefka, you're allowed to harvest the grapes. The time that goes to b'suryog b'mukhubar, what's the reason why it's not really eretz shol? Kidei shlo yumanichem es eretz shol v'holchem umishtakim b'surya. People are going to make you rida. People are going to say, why should I bother living in Eretz Yisrael? It's so hard to live here. Oh, look at all the restrictions. I might as well go live in Surya. The poor people, ketzas revach, a little relief. But Surya, she kreva lohem. You don't have to go all the way, leave the whole Eretz Yisrael to go find what to eat. Isn't it amazing? It's so much Yisraelis. Yisrael number one, Surya was conquered before Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Okay, the Rav does not make mention that it was conquered by a Yochid. I always was under the understanding that not that I is worth a kiyuzer, but I was always under the understanding that Surya, the problem with Surya is keep a shiyochet. He's saying a different vart. It was conquered before Eretz Yisrael, which would seem to imply that Surya was conquered after if Sur was conquered after Eretz Yisrael,
it would have been part of Eretz Yisrael.
Then it would have been okay, because it's all part of the extension. But because it took place prematurely, so Mela has no kedusha. Number two, the Mishnah says you can do with Talish Nabim Chubur. Why is Talish? Because Talish is not, because Mikra Dinan is not Eretz Yisrael.
Talish what?
Detached. Once the food is detached from the ground, you're allowed to go and work with it, even with an Amoritz or a person who's Choshed. You're allowed to sift and you're allowed to grind. There's no prohibition to work with the produce once it already has been detached. But you're not allowed
to get detached.
You cut it. Someone cut it. Someone cut it, whatever the situation was, it already was cut. It already was cut off the ground, and now you are participating in the processing by grinding.
It was cut, let's say, before
the Shulis Man Beer.
Right.
Well, we don't even know exactly when it was cut. Maybe it was cut after Zman Beer. Let's make an assumption that you're allowed to assume the best. You're allowed to assume that it was cut.
So it was cut Erev Shviyas.
No, Erev Shviyas is not an issue.
I'm saying it was cut Erev Shviyas. It just wasn't gathered in.
No, but that's mutter. If it was cut Erev Shviyas and it was gathered in, then it's not a prohibition at all. There's no restrictions whatsoever.
So what's talking
about? Let's assume that it was cut during the Yev Shemitah. Let's say it was cut during the Yev Shemitah. So then you're not allowed to cut it because it's Shemitah. But if you did not do the cutting, someone else did the cutting, so you are one step removed from the prohibition, then it is mutter. So you're allowed to participate with Alma Aretz, or the person is Choshud, and make all the preparations. But you're not allowed... You're not allowed to go into the field and cut. And the only time you're not allowed to go into the field and cut is only when it's meshumer. It has been guarded. There is a fence. There's a policeman watching you. But if it's mufkar, if it's total hefkar, that's permitted. There's no prohibition. There's nothing wrong. You can go and do it. Okay? And why were they so generous when it comes to Surya? Because they want people who are desperate, have nothing more to eat, they should be able to find some revach in the year of Shemitah. Otherwise, where are they going to go? They're going to go to America. And they come to America, they're going to see it's the good land. And they're not going to want to go back to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, it's another reason.
Okay, but why then were they so machmer b'chlal? Why do they say that Surya is also, why don't they say that Surya is really chutz li'aretz? You can go there lechatchila. The answer is because they were afraid that people are going to start to move. They're going to settle there. Why should they live in Eretz Yisrael where they have restrictions when you can go to Surya and there are no restrictions? And if you want to go to the Kaisel, no, you get on a bus. You're there in 10 minutes. So they didn't like that. They didn't like that people taking advantage of Surya and not living in the land. Okay. So therefore they good. You are allowed to be oisin betalish. You're allowed to involve yourself in produce that is detached from the ground, besurya, avaloi vam chubar. But you are not allowed to involve yourself in produce that is attached to the ground in Surya.
Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, you would even be able
you're not
to
talish. That's the previous Mishnah. We learned that the Eretz even talish is even osur. Next, doshin, you're allowed to thresh. Okay, so here we have Dashan, here we have this Menshala. We see it as an animal. Resemblance to me, I think. Oh.
Well, it has 4 legs.
It also has 4.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. How's this Dashan get?
That's a threshing tool. That's a threshing tool. Nails. It scratches. It breaks apart the grain. Here's all the grain lying on the floor, and you walk with it, and it breaks it. It's like it scratches it, not softens it. This is the yidosh on cut produce, on grain. The grain has been detached from the ground. That's all that stuff on the ground. It's been detached, it's piled up, it's lying all over the floor, and you step on it. And when you step on it, it separates the kernel from the chaff. So you want to automate the process. And the way we automate the process is by... having these special tools, pieces of wood, which have beneath it nails. And then when the animal schleps it on top of the grain, it causes the kernel to separate from the chaff.
Okay.
Okay? You never saw this?
No, you did it?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You used to live on a farm?
It's like what they do in Gehenna. They put the neshama on the ground, and they take these nails. They separate the sin, the sin from the neshama.
This book, that book,
the sin from the neshama. The neshama is molei chet. It's molei chet. Chetoma cleaving to the neshama. So you have to separate. You have to be tortured to separate.
Okay.
Delicious.
Dasha,
mutter ladosh beperus shvius. Afal pisha shenishmeru v'loy hifkiru. Even though they have been guarded, shenishmeru, they have been guarded. V'loy hifkiru. Hoyel v'zu meleches toilish. This is called toilish. In Surya, you're allowed to ladosh beperus shvius. Afal pisha shenishmeru. Even though the perus shvius have been guarded. So even though these pairs are forbidden, these pairs have been guarded under lock and key, and they're forbidden, you're allowed to do the disha, because one disha is being done at the time when already is detached from the ground.
Good.
Since the disha is being done when it's detached from the ground, therefore it is permitted. So dashin, what zorin? Zorin is to winnow. Okay, you take this.
Window,
you take a pitchfork.
And you throw up in the air.
You throw up in the air, and you separate. You see, in the ground goes the seed, and in the ear goes the chaff. It's pollution. Where is the chaff going to go? It's going to fly away into the wind. It's going to end up in your chalim pot. So you got to do it. Zoyrin. Okay, next ma'amarin. What is ma'amarin? To make bundles. Besuria mutu la'amar peros shvius. Even though shenishmeru, even though they guard v'lo hifkuru. Hoyl sint v'zum malacha es toilish. This is called the malacha of toilish. This is the malacha of toilish. This is the malacha of detachment. Okay, so I say mitolish besuria avlo b'mchub b'mchub dashin. You can thresh. V'zorn, you can winnow. V'darchin, you can darchin means you can press. But your own feet here you have grapes, and here is where all the liquid goes. When the liquid goes through the pipe, it goes into the pit. Okay, so you step on the grapes, and the grapes, the liquid pours out into the vat, into the cavity in the ground. Winnowing and mamardim, v'zarin v'darchin u'me'amrin, to make piles. Okay, what else you got to go do? Avaloi koyt, you're not a harvest. Here's koyt, because the malacha, this is malacha's mechuber. You're not allowed to take the sickle and go to the grain and cut the grain, because this is called malacha's mechuber. Avaloi koyt, v'loi boitzer. You're not allowed to be boitzer. Boitzer is to harvest the grapes. Here's betzira. V'loi moiskin. Moiskin are olives. Okay, you go and you shake it, and they all come flying down. V'loy boitzrim, v'loy moiskim, klal omar Rabbi Akiva. We have the following rule: Kol shaka yetsu bo mutu b'eretz Yisrael, oisin oiso b'su. Anything which is mutu b'eretz Yisrael, you can do in Yisrael. That was the middle of the year. Kol shaka yetsu bo mutu b'eretz Yisrael, midaraisa. Anything that's mutu b'eretz Yisrael, for example, toilish. Av, even though af al gav the rabban also b'loy shinui. Anything that is mutu in Eretz Yisrael, midaraisa, on a biblical level, can go in toilish. For example, anything that already has been detached from the ground in Eretz Yisrael min haTorah is mutter. Midrabanon it is still osur, but min haTorah is mutter. Af al gav din midrabanon it is osur b'lo shinui. You're not allowed to do midrabanon. Nevertheless, in Surya we are one notch lower. Oisin also b'Surya lechatchila ki orcha in its normal way. The enoy tsarich l'shanois, and you need not employ a shinui. Inami or Hachi Kamar, this is what Rabbi Akiva is saying, Kol Shechayetze Bo Mutter Be'eretz the Mufker, anything that an Eretz is Mutter when it comes to Hefker, Oysin Oysoy B'Surya Afilu B'Shamor, you can do Afilu B'Shamor. If what you're allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael B'Mufker, you can do B'Shamor, Aval B'Mukhubar Aser, Midirabanan Be'eretz Ba'aretz Afilu B'Mufker, but Inami Hachi Kamar, but in Surya, to do b'mechubur, also midrabanan ba'aretz afilu. I think he means in b'Surya, in the land of Surya, afilu b'mufkar. But anything that is also midrabanan, kol shehu. Inami hachikamar. Kol shekayotze boy mutar be'eretz ba'aretz. Kol shekayotze boy mutar ba'aretz ben mufkar. If it's mutar ben mufkar in the land, ois naso besuria afilu b'shamor. But if it's also the mechuber, then it's also afilu b'mufkar. All right, that's the basic gist. Got it? One more time, the klal. First klal is, this is a klal. Klal Oma Rabbi Akiva. Oma Rabbi Akiva, Ahashrechem Yisrael.
Kol
Shiyotzeboy Mutter, Boaretz, Eretz Yisrael. Anything that is Mutter in Eretz Yisrael, Oisin, Oisoy, Besur, you can do in Surya. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Rav gives us two possibilities what that means. Number one, Tolosh. Kol shekayetzibo be'eret yisrael, anything that is mutar be'eret yisrael, midaraisa, kigoin tolosh. In eret yisrael, midaraisa, you're allowed to do tolosh. Af al gab, but even though it's mutar midaraisa, but in eret yisrael, detached, once it's detached from the ground. All of these things. Dorchin, ma'amrin, zoirin, doshin, all of these are examples of when you're dealing with the parents that are tolosh, detached from the ground. Yeah?
Correct.
Are you allowed to do this in Eretz Yisrael?
Of course.
No, you're not. You're not. You're not allowed to do Doshan. You're not allowed to do Ma'amrin. You're not allowed to do Dorchin. In the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to do 1, 2, 3, 4. You're not allowed to do these five things.
Right.
You're not allowed to do 1, 2, 3, 4. So therefore, so if you're not allowed to do even why can't, it's also Midr Rabbanan. Menat Torah in Eretz Yisrael, you can do these things. Okay, so ze'aklal. So now, since these things are only also in Eretz Yisrael midrabanan, memele in Surya, which is one notch lower, it's mutar lechatchila. Got it?
Yep.
Kol shekayotze by mutar be'eretz Yisrael midaraisa, midaraisa it's mutar going tolosh, but it's also midrabanan though. You can do this normally without a shinui. Okay, that's one interpretation of the klal. Now we come to the second interpretation of the klal. Inami. Whatever lechatchila you can do in Eretz when the parents are mufgar. For example, you allow to do ktsira, betsira, and mesika when it's mufgar in Eretz Yisrael. Kol shechayetzibay mutar be'eretz Yisrael b'mufgar. Ois nesam b'suria, afil b'shamor. Even when it's shamor, avol b'mechubor. But if you have a situation where in Eretz Yisrael that's b'mechubor aser midrabanan ba'aretz, afil b'mufkar, then you're not allowed to do it. So anything, the point we want to make of here is that anything which is in Eretz Yisrael is mutar min ha-Toyra, but it's also midrabanan. In Surya is mutar afilu midrabanan. So if you'll find a situation where in Eretz Yisrael it's also midrabanan when it's on its mechubal lekarga, then in Surya it's going to be mutar lechatchila, even though in Eretz Yisrael would have been also midrabanan. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Oisin b'tolosh b'suri. In Surya we go one match down. Tolosh is mutar. Avlo b'mechubar. Doshin. What are examples? What are examples of tolosh? Now we're going to define what is the meaning of tolosh. Doshin, v'zoirin. We can do disha. We can do zuria. Darchin. We can do dricha. Ma'amrin. We can do ma'amrin. Avloi kaitchin. But you may not do kaitchin. V'loi baitchin. I'll do b'tzira. I'll do olives. Klolam Rabbi Kiva kolches by mutar by Eretz Yisrael midat Torah, but it doesn't midraban like Tolosh. Ois nesu b'suri, you can do b'suri afil lechatchila. Good. No, you have to stop. It's already 1:45.
How many minutes?
19 minutes.